Stephen Brody is the executive director of the Burlington West Burlington Area Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership. He is joining me. He's joined me before. We've talked about what's going on in his world, in his responsibilities. He said last week was, Steve, you said last week was a very busy week for you, right?
Perfect storm, Steve. Thank you. We usually try to spread things out, but for some reason, last week on the calendar was just action-packed. We had so many things going on, and if anybody thinks that we're just sitting around at the office doing nothing, they just had to see our calendar last week, and it definitely would not prove that.
Well, I was just telling you, my calendar for next week is one of those weeks. It'll be its preparation and doing special events, and then we've got other things going on. Friday Fest is going on. A pancake breakfast going on. We got bike racing. Two full days of bike racing, and it's actually right here too. This is home base.
That's right.
This is home base for the bike race. The office or the registration is here in this building.
Yep, so absolutely. You don't have too far to go.
No, I know. It's really well. I walk across the street pretty much.
What a long commute, huh?
I do have to drive my car from the house to here, but
okay.
From a standpoint, it is. The route is going to be the same this year, by the way, as it would have been last year, as it was last year. Last year was moved because of the construction on
right.
Jefferson. Well, the construction on Jefferson's still going on.
Yep.
We're looking at possibly they'll probably move it back to downtown. Why would they move it back downtown to the regular location tomorrow next year? Because guess what? Guess where the construction is next year?
They're going to move it.
The construction's going to be on Washington
Street. It's going to go to Washington.
Anyway, good morning.
Right.
What did you have going on so much last week?
Well, we had a lot going on. You know, my podcast is All Things Greater Burlington, and man, everything last week was all things having to do with Burlington. So we started things off on Tuesday with our small business breakfast, and it honored the small business of the year. We had about 200 individuals come to Catfish Bend. And a great speaker that we had from Des Moines talking about her business. She's the one that actually got everything going with ribbon cuttings and doing all things with the big scissors that you would see. And she has turned that into a huge venture. Well, we went ahead and the Small Business of the Year was awarded to Titan Broadcasting and Digital Media Group. We had 55 nominations. But they were the ones that were recognized. And then Deluxe Aesthetics was given a special resiliency award because of everything that they encountered. They had a fire at their business, and they could have shut down, but they sought alternative locations and really endured. And so as a result, we decided to offer a special recognition to them. And so we appreciate them. Then on Wednesday, we had online a success in business seminar where we had Secretary of State Paul Pate do a presentation on an organization he has spearheaded called Iowa Businesses Against Trafficking. And as you may know, human trafficking has
right.
gotten very prevalent, unfortunately. And so he has spearheaded this effort to get businesses involved to learn something and do something. And he gave some tips and techniques and asked businesses to be involved in that effort. We then, on Thursday, our Greater Burlington Leadership Class, who you've heard about that over the years,
yes.
had their graduation. So we had 23 graduates. We had it over at Barn on the Ridge, just a beautiful venue. And thank Jennifer Glendenning for making the venue available for us. And so we gave away plaques of recognition for that year-long work that they did. Then Thursday evening, we had a business after hours, and that was at the new Uptown Village Apartments right off of Roosevelt.
Right.
If you haven't been in there, it's gorgeous.
And they've got, you got coming up on Sunday, you've got a downtown tour.
Downtown upstairs tour. Amy, forgive me. Downtown upstairs tour is going to be fantastic for folks.
Of course,
folks.
You've also got the farmer's market going on today.
That's right. That's right. So there's so much going on. And then on Friday last week, we had a new member luncheon. And so we had about, I think, 35, 36 individuals came met at our offices. We treated them to lunch, and then we gave them a great overview of what does it mean to be in the Chamber of Commerce, what are the benefits and the services that are available to them. And I stressed to the members that it's a partnership. You're investors, but you're also partners, and it's a relationship. We want you to get as much out of it as we provide, and we're here to work with you. So that was just, Steve, that was just last week.
Yeah, and well, and it's, you know, it, with Memorial Day, the week before Memorial Day, everything starts cranking up as well. Monday, I'm going to be talking with Gretchen Miller on Monday. We're going to preview what's going to be happening later on that night with the bridge lighting ceremony.
Oh, yes.
Now, somebody said, well, I thought the bridge was already, well, part of the bridge is lit.
Yeah.
But when you, but it's on the other, it's on one side.
Yes.
When you light up both sides, it should be spectacular.
Spectacular, I think, is the best word. There was a preview. I think that was done one night.
And I saw the picture of it anyway. I didn't see the actual.
Yeah.
And Amy showed me that.
Everybody was just kind of blown away. So just imagine seeing that every night now when folks are going to be driving to and from to be able to cross the bridge, not only for safety purposes, but just as such a welcome to Burlington.
Well, one of the things you'll be able to see that bridge for at least 15 miles away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, especially me, because I come in from the other side of the river, and you're absolutely right. When it's when we get later on in the year and it's darker in the morning, that's going to be a welcome sign to see. That say, I don't have much further to go to get to work.
We look forward to the bridges when we go to Chicago a lot. Well, simply because we got a daughter there, but beyond that is that but coming back, the bridge is like it's an icon. It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only other bridge I can think of, I can remember being in San Francisco and the Golden Gate Bridge. You can see that for many miles away too,
yeah.
And that's we're not quite the Golden Gate Bridge, but we're better lit.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, another thing that I want to mention that we did last month at the Chamber too is we started a new initiative. We called it Coffee with the Chamber, and we invited members to come, and we had a good amount. I think we had probably about 17 came for the first time, and it was I equate it to like office hours, like if you're a legislator and you would have office hours where we basically treated folks to coffee and danishes. And we shared some information about what's going on at the chamber, but then we opened it up. Do you have any questions? Do you have any concerns? Is there anything that you'd like to share that? And we had staff there that was ready. It was very well received. And so we're going to do that every quarter as, again, an opportunity to make ourselves available to the membership and let them know that we are here, that this is what we're doing, and that we also want their input as well to make us better at what we're doing.
It is amazing how much has changed. We had the pandemic year of 2020, which everything just shut down.
Yeah.
It was lock, stock, and barrel. We did everything wrong while we had the pandemic going on, but other than that, but now it's finally, and I had Dr. Michael Ashen with me yesterday. We're talking about the fact it really is in the rear window right now.
Yes.
And I said it's very similar to what happened in 1918. In 1918, the Spanish flu killed about, in the neighborhood of 300 to 500 million
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah.
It gradually morphed, or I should say mutated, into what became, in essence, by 2022 or 1922, the common cold.
That's right. That's
which is
right.
Sort of what this one seems to be doing the same.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because, you know, with all things like that, you know, you got to give it time. It will subside. This too shall pass. We learn from it. We adapt from it. And there are good things that come from it.
And we correct our mistakes from that.
Absolutely right. And we've talked about it before, how there were businesses that adapted and they did things online, did things virtually, and they found ways to sustain themselves. And isn't that really what it's all about, Steve?
It was really, I think, about the fact that you had to find a way to do what you do, but you had to find a way to do it different.
Yes, yes. And some people who might have thought that it was a short-term fix, they're still doing it.
Yeah.
Because they realize that, hey, this is good, and I never would have thought about this.
The online presence for a lot of these downtown businesses, and look at what's down. Look at how downtown has thrived in the years. Really, things kind of slowed up, obviously, during the pandemic year. But right now, the downtown is surging.
Yes, it is. It really is, Steve. And again, something that we wanted to show the love and thanks for what people are enduring was actually yesterday. We did a cash mob. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's something that chambers have done over the years, and we finally decided to do it this year. So we did it on the sly and not saying where it was going to be, but we advertised, hey, come to Nancy Nafee Park at 12 o'clock, and we will tell you where we're going to go. And so we had about two dozen folks that showed up.
All right.
And we announced, hey, guess where we're going to go? We're going to go to Weird Herald's. And we're gonna just mob their place. And so we walked in, 24 of us, and said, you're being mobbed. And of course, they're like, hey, great. And we all went there, and we supported them. And they were so thankful, so appreciative. We had it on Facebook Live, and they posted a thing, too, saying thank you so much for supporting our business. And we're going to try and do that on a regular basis and focus different parts of the community. So one time it'll be downtown. Another time it'll be West Burlington.
Yeah.
Another time it'll be on Roosevelt. But it's such a wonderful way to say thank you for doing business here.
I was just noticing, we're talking about all of the apartment buildings, the condos, the things going on. Even out on just out on Roosevelt Avenue, if you look over there, there's a new apartment building that has been getting... They've been dressing it up. Every time I go by there, it's dressed up a little more.
That's right. Well, and I think that's the place where we had the business after hours was that place. And it's four floors of apartments, beautifully done. My goodness. We had over 200 people that came to that business after hours to see for themselves. But I know that there are other, developments that are being done in the area to address the housing need. And so we're just very thankful that we have those opportunities that are coming around the corner.
Fantastic. It's good things are happening, good things are coming, and more good things will follow those. So we look forward to that. Stephen Brody, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure.